poor air quality is something that should be a concern of absolutely all of us. And you're right, we've just published our air quality bulletin for March, and that lists the number of monitoring locations across the country where we record PM10, which is a very fine fraction of particulate matter in our air. We also monitor PM2.5, which is an even finer fraction of particulate matter in our air. And when we look across all of these pollutants, unfortunately, the air quality in Ennis is not as good as we would look for it to be. And I suppose the reason why this is of concern right across the country where we see poor air quality is the impact on our health. The impact particularly on our heart systems and on our lung and breathing systems.
Because that's what we're reading here as well. As I understand it, PM10, they're small particles, and if you inhale them, they can cause long-lasting damage to, as you mentioned there, your lungs and heart. How serious is this situation for the regular people that are walking the streets?
Well, we would offer what is called the Air Quality Index for Health. So the report that we have out today showing air quality across Ireland in our March bulletin. We also offer real-time air quality in the Air Quality Index for Health, where we take all the pollutants that we monitor at the various stations across the country, including in Ennis in County Clare. We take all of those different pollutant readings for PM10, PM2.5, and the different pollutants we monitor for. We take that data and we convert that into an easily understandable index for health, going through from numbers in one, from 1 to 10, going through from green, which is good, all the way through to red, which is poor, to purple, which is very poor. And then linking to that index, we have health-related information provided by our colleagues in the HSE, health information for the general population and health information specifically for those who are very impacted by poor air quality, particularly those with perhaps breathing issues with asthma or COPD. All of this information is on airquality.ie, which you can get on your computer or on your smartphone. We recently, just in last November, launched an air quality forecast where we're predicting air quality forward for up to 3 days into the future. And within the next month, we're going to launch early updated air quality modelled maps, where we're essentially going to fill in between the dots of the monitoring stations, and we're going to colour those in using the same air quality index for health, going through from the green being good through to the red being poor and the purple being very poor.
And Patrick, I mean, with this data in mind, like, is this something, if you are somebody with a particularly respiratory illness, such as COPD, for example, like, would you have to think twice now about saying, well, I can see how bad the air is in Ennis. Should I be going outside for a walk or for exercise?
Again, you can go and take a look on airquality.ie at both the monitoring station data for Ennis and also for the forecast for Ennis. And as I say, within the next month for our nowcast, which are early updated modelled maps. And depending on those different colours that are feeding through on that, as I say, there's health-linked advice for each of those colours provided to us by the HSE. And for some of those, there may be recommended advice, as you say, for those with asthma or COPD, that it may recommend that they may need to take their preventive inhaler more frequently, or other linked, as I say, health advice provided by our health experts in the HSE.
Now, we have other air monitoring stations, of course, in Ennis Thomond. They're not showing up on the chart, which to my reading shows they haven't exceeded the EPA's recommended limits on particular matter, either PM10 or PM2.5. But is there any cause for concern there as well?
That's also linked into the Air Quality Index for Health, and that's also available on airquality.ie. If you tick the box, that's part of our local monitoring network. So if you tick the box for local monitoring network, that station will also appear. And you can also take a look to see, based on that Air Quality Index for Health, you know, what the status at that station is. Equally, the early updated modelled maps will colour in that area In fact, they'll colour in the entirety of the county of Clare. They'll be colouring in the map right across from one end of the country to the other. So you'll be able to see, based on those colours and linking through to that health advice from the HSE, the recommended actions, depending on what the air quality status is. I would hope from the pollutants that are derived from the burning of solid fuels, where PM2.5, the dominant source of that is, the burning of domestic solid fuels, that as we are now hopefully moving out of the heating season, that we will see those concentrations fall over the coming months as we move through kind of later spring and into summer. But unfortunately, as we head into the autumn and as the year turns around, as it always does, and we come back into the winter, we will unfortunately start to see those concentrations rise again. I suppose another pollutant to mention in relation to the Ennis monitoring station is sulfur dioxide, where we are seeing levels of concentration there that certainly we see as a matter of concern. Linking through to those levels of particulate matter that we see at that station. And again, the main source of that sulfur dioxide linking to particulate matter is domestic solid fuel burning.
And is that the same then for PM2.5? Sorry, my apologies, PM10 then as well, Patrick?
PM2.5 is more strongly linked to domestic solid fuel burning, but yes, PM10 is also very strongly linked to domestic solid fuel burning.
Would vehicle emissions have a big role to play?
Vehicle emissions, and emissions from other sources all contribute. There's also a transboundary contribution, and actually this is the time of year when there is often the strongest contribution from transboundary air pollution. It's March and April where we can see this, particularly if there's easterly winds coming from across Europe. But the dominant source, and again, in particular for PM2.5, which is the most impactful from a human health perspective in Ireland, is domestic solid fuel burning. While there are, as I said, there are other sources as well, but the dominant one is domestic solid fuel burning.
And then just finally, Patrick, from, I suppose, an EPA guidance point of view and enforcement point of view, will you be taking action with the local authority? You're making recommendations to them as to how they can fix it. And what are those recommendations likely to be for Ennis?
We engage with all of the local authorities through our various networks to ensure that they are aware of the data and information that we provide. And to be fair, we're fully aware that local authorities keep an eye and look at the systems that we provide at a national level. We also take all of this data and we convert it into an annual air quality report, which will be coming out as it normally does in September of this year, where we'll be listing through the air quality from right across Ireland, including obviously County Clare, and listing down the actions that need to be taken in order to improve our air quality. Because again, in improving our air quality, we can see an improvement in our health outcomes for absolutely all of us.